You're listening to Radio Belarus. Every Tuesday at this time we offer you the project from the Slavic roots. The vocabulary and grammar, the phonetics and phraseology of the Belarusian language, topical events of Belarusian history, literary masterpieces and acquaintance with Belarusian traditions and customs. You'll hear all this within our program. I'm Tatiana Sivets. Stay with Radio Belarus. Speak Belarusian. Hello! Привитання! Thank you for staying tuned. Today, we'll visit a department store once again and meet one more outstanding modern Belarusian poet. But first of all, let's revise the words and phrases we've learned at the previous lesson. Ask me if I like shopping. Say, вам подобається ходить за покупками. Так, мне подобається ходить за покупками. А вам? And what about you? Вам подобається ходить за покупками? Answer, be quick. Ask me how often I do my shopping. Say, як часто ви ходите за покупками? Я ходжу за покупками 3 рази на тиждень. А ви? Don't be lazy. Answer, please. Ask me what shops I prefer, big or small ones. Say, які крами вам більш подобаються, великі чи маленькі? Мені більш подобаються великі крами, а вам? Answer quicker. Ask me what I buy there. Say, що ви там купляєте? У великій крамі я купляю вопратку clothes, абуток shoes, тканини fabrics, спортивні товари sports goods, цацки toys, шкляні вироби glass, косметику cosmetics, електричні прибори, electric appliances. А що ви купляєте у крамі? Try to use as many words as you remember without looking into your notes. Start with у крамі я купляю. Судовно, well done! I lay down the odds you've been practicing your muscles in Belarusian during the past week, or just can't quench your thirst for shopping. Anyway, today we are to buy some men's and women's clothes, so it's high time to visit our nearest department store. The things for sale are on the counters so that they can be easily seen. In the women's clothing department, there are dresses, costumes, blouses, skirts, coats, underwear, tights and stockings, and whatnot. What can we choose in the men's clothing department then? Right you are! There are various suits, trousers, ties, shirts, jackets, sweaters, socks, etc. By the way, you may find hats and gloves at both departments as well. Now, let's learn how all these things are called in Belarusian. Listen attentively and put down the words with their translations if you need. Women's clothing department. Отдел жіночого одіння. Dress. Сукенка. Costume. Жіночий костюм. Blouse. Блузка, skirt, спадниця, coat, паліто, underwear, білизна, tights, колготки, stockings, панчохи. Men's clothing department. Отдел мужчинского одіння. Suit, мужчинский костюм, trousers, штаны, tie, гальштук, shirt, кашуля, jacket, куртка, sweater, свитер, socks, шкарпетки, hat, капелюш, gloves, пальчатки. Check yourself. Отдел жаночого одення. Сукенка. Жаночий костюм. Блузка. Спадница. Паліто. Бялізна. Колготки. Панчохи. Отдел мужчинского одення. Мужчинский костюм. Штаны. Гальштук. Кашуля. Куртка, свитер, шкарпетки, капелюш, пальчатки. A bit of athletics now. Stand up, please. Oh, don't play possum. Well now, put up your right hand for the men's things and your left hand for the women's ones. And what should we do if a thing is suitable for both men and women? Bully for you. You should put up your both hands. Ready? Let's start. Сукенка. Мужчинский костюм. Панчохи. Пальчатки. Спадница. Гальштук. Капелюш. Палито. Штаны. Выдатно? Great. Rest your hands. And translate the following words into English. Блузка. Свитер. Бялизна. Куртка. Колготки. Кашуля. Жаночий костюм. Шкарпетки. Добро. Good. Now your task is to find a suitable word or end my definitions in Belarusian. You put them on your hands when it's cold. Так, пальчатки, right you are. Men wear them at official meetings. In summer, women often put on... Your father likes to wear his old jersey. Women are able to make three things out of nothing. A salad... A scandal and a... Капелюш. Right you are. Жанчини можуть зробити з нічого три речі. Салату, скандал і капелюш. Цудовно. Well done. Would you like to meet one more modern Belarusian poet, writer and publicist, an author of 8 books, who started his career as a worker and due to the long and hard process of education and self-education has become one of the leading poets and journalists of contemporary Belarus? I believe you've heard his voice over the radio tuned to our Belarusian or Russian programs. He is Navum Galperovich. His verses are full of wise reflections on the fate of our country and true admiration of its beauty. Navum Galperovich has dedicated his life and art to his people, and he works without cease to make other nations know about us and our culture. He snatches every opportunity to study and to share the knowledge he's got, but still considers himself a pupil of our motherland. I'm a pupil. Birds write down for me forgotten names into the commonplace book. I know spells and curses, feel the rain's look, and understand the words of snow and mist. I'm a pupil. Teacher made me learn by heart the sun and rivers and the valley and sleet and drizzle and the drop with allin that made the start of watering the corn. I'm a pupil, and I strive to deal with books of life and parchments of the welkin, the blueness of an epit in a rayfield, and lips on which there is a century's seal. Я в учень. Птушки пишуть мне у тонкий сшиток давні імени. Я ведаю замови і прокльони, я чую, що говорить дощ і сніг. Я в учень. Мне наставник загадав вучить на память реки, хмари, древи і мжу ислоту, сонце і заливы, і кроплі світ, откуль пойшла вода. Я в учень. Я імкнуся розгадать пергаменты небесов, книги життів, волошки синізну у спілим житті і вусни, на яких веку печать. The next time, we'll visit some other shops and buy some other things. But now, let's revise the words we've learned during this lesson. Don't be shy. Repeat after me, please. Things for sale. Речі на продаж. On the counters. На прилавках. Women's clothing department. Отдел жаночого одіння. Dress. Сукенка. Костюм. Жаночий костюм. Блауз. Блузка. Скирт. Спадниця. Коут. Паліто. Underwear. Бялізна. Тайтс. Колготки. Стокінгс. Панчохи. Men's clothing department. Отдел мужчинского одіння. Suit – мужчинский костюм. Trousers – штани. Tie – гальштук. Shirt – кашуля. Jacket – куртка. Sweater – свитер. Socks – шкарпетки. Hat – капелюш. Gloves – пальчатки. Цудовно! Well done! It's high time to say goodbye. Час розвітватися. Your home task is to go to the nearest department store and to name the cloth you'll see there in Belarusian. That's all. If you wish to shorten the translations of some words or want to enlarge your vocabulary, email me, please, language@tut.by. I'll be glad to know your opinion and get your advice on how to make our lessons more useful and interesting for you. Let's study together. Меня зовут Татьяна Сивец. I'm looking forward to meet you in a week at the very same time. До зустрічі через тиждень у той же час. Stay tuned to Radio Belarus. Thank you. And goodbye. Дякую і до побачення.
Box.
Hello, my name is Alexandra Kersanova and this is Alexandra Konstantin Duo. Listen to our songs on Radio Belarus.
Dear listeners, we are pleased to inform you that Radio Belarus also broadcasts in the radio waves. Radio Belarus daily transmissions are on air from 15 till 24 hours UTC on the frequencies of 7360 and 7390 kHz, from 18.05 till 24 hours on the frequency of 7420 kHz, and from 20 till 24 hours UTC on the frequency 1170 kHz. We broadcast in Belarusian, Russian, German, Polish, and English. The English service goes out every day from 21 till 23 hours UTC. Please send your comments or questions to Radio Belarus, Chervona Street, number 4, that is CHYRVONAYA Street, number 4, Minsk, zip code 220807, Republic of Belarus. Please visit our webpage www.radiobelarus.tvr.by. Our email address is radiostation-belarus@tvr.by or call at 375 for Belarus, 17 for Minsk, 284-5758. Our fax number is 375 for Belarus, 17 for Minsk, 290-6242. We hope that you will enjoy our programs.